I'll turn to Scripture. Exodus 15 and 2. Exodus chapter 15. Verse 2 is a portion of the song of Moses. That's really, really unique. But the excitement of the moment was so strong. See, they had just come across the Red Sea. And the thrill of what God had done was so evident. And the excitement there, he just couldn't help it. He burst out into song. And I want to focus on verse 2 out of the 19 verses of his song. Let's read together verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. And you know what part I'm focusing on today, don't you? My Father's God. Praise God. Huh. You may be seated. God bless you. Two million plus. 600,000 men. And we take an average family size of four, perhaps, and we recognize, oh, wow, there's about 2.5 million people. And the waters parted enough for that group of people to march across on dry ground. The Egyptian army in pursuit with their chariots, their horsemen, their soldiers. You know, remember also the unique aspect of the pillar of fire? It was darkness on the side of the Egyptians and light on the side of the Israelites. That would be amazing to see a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. That would be amazing in itself. But then to see that unique manifestation, how incredible. No wonder Moses led the people of Israel and burst into song. Because when they crossed and the pursuing army tried to follow, the waters came back together and destroyed that threat. Amen. God knows how to take care of you. Praise God. I get tickled when I read the critics who say, well, it really wasn't the Red Sea that they crossed. It was the Reed Sea. The Reed Sea that was shallow. And they just waded across. Well, if that's true, then it's an even greater miracle that an army was drowned in a wading pool. No matter how they try to qualify it, it's still the miraculous power of God. Amen. So Moses burst into song. He's already a proven leader of Israel. He's the one who said, I'm not eloquent, I can't speak well, but now here he is leading singing for 19 verses. Remember a message by Brother Rick Treese? From a stutterer to a singer. I remember him preaching that at our camp meeting. So, Moses is determined he's going to manifest his praise and his worship to the Lord. And he's going to dedicate his talents to God. And that's what you can do. Even if you can't carry a tune in a washtub, you've got talents that you can devote to the Lord. You've got talents that you can give to God. You can share your testimony. You can teach truth. You can exalt the Lord. Praise God. In every way, in every possibility that you can. Praise God. And we thank the Lord for our worship team. But, oh, I'm thankful that we can give everything to the Lord. If you read the 19 verses that Moses sang, you'll find familiar phrases that describe how the soldiers sank. You know, they sink like a stone. That's in Moses' song. Yes. like lead in mighty waters. He's the one who came up with that. He's exalting the Lord. And I like the way he emphasizes glorious. He triumphs gloriously. He's glorious in power. He's glorious in holiness. He's fearful in praises. He's doing wonders. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord that there is the aspect that we can give praise to the Lord and recognize our lifestyle of holiness is not a burden. It's not a difficulty. It's not regulations and legalism and strictness and so on. It's glorious because our God is glorious in holiness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And thank you, ladies. We honored you last month, but let me thank you again for your stand and your walk with God, pursuing godliness and living in holiness. Amen. Thank the Lord. There doesn't have to be painting. There doesn't have to be polish. There doesn't have to be piercing to look attractive. You're attractive as you walk with God in holiness. Amen. Thank the Lord for the blessings that he's provided. So Moses made claims of God. He said, he's my strength. He's my song. He's my salvation. He's my God. Amen. And at that point, we would already get it established that he really feels that God has done some great things. God is powerful. But then he goes on and looks back on a heritage that he is thankful for, a heritage that he is so thrilled that God has able to bless him with. He says, my father's God. Amen. Interesting that he would include that phrase. The time with his parents was very short. You remember the story. The command of the Pharaoh was to put all of the Israelite babies, the Hebrew babies, in the Nile River. The parents hid him for 3 months. But for a child, a baby, an infant, that's pretty hard to do. And finally, Jochebed prepared a little ark, a little basket. And she put him in the reeds of the Nile River. And his cries and so on must have been so heartrending that she left that area. His older sister, however, Miriam, stood in the surrounding area until finally Pharaoh's daughter comes and she's going to enjoy the river and a little time on the bank of that river. But there's that sound of a crying infant. You know the story. She discovers it's a Hebrew baby. And Miriam steps forward and says, would you like for me to find a Hebrew to nurse him for you? Yes, she says, and I'll even pay. Praise God. I like the way God works things out. The very regime, the very civilization that was ordering the annihilation of the baby boys is now going to pay for his upbringing. Praise God. And so that baby that Pharaoh's daughter named Moses, drawn out of the water, is returned to his own mother who brings him up. That time was short. How could he reflect on my father's God when he was only in that home for a few years, perhaps 6 years, maybe 8 years. We don't know the length of time, but the time was short because he needed to be weaned. He needed to be trained and so on with the potty and that sort of thing. And then he went to the palace. And now the training that he took could have easily displaced everything that he had learned at his mother's knee and his father's teaching. All of the mathematics, all of the science, all of the chemistry, all of the biology, all of the architecture, all of those things that would be a normal education, and then all of the religious aspects, all of the worship that they enjoined of the Nile and the sun and the moon and the stars and everything else that such a powerful civilization would devote themselves to in worship. And Moses learned it all. But he didn't allow that to cancel out what he knew from his mom and his dad. And so now he's singing about my father's God. Amen. And that's who he's going to follow. That's who he's going to walk with. He remembered their example. He remembered their teaching. He remembered their times of prayer and praise, and he's not going to step aside from it. There's a phrase that is familiar in Scripture. In fact, the Lord used it himself. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why did he list those individuals? To bring them out, to put the focus upon them, perhaps to some degree. But it's more so to show that he's been faithful to every generation. It doesn't matter. He's there with them. Praise God. I'm thankful the Lord in his word declares he's faithful to 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations. Praise God. Each generation needs to be faithful to that faithful God. And the naming of generations could have gone on after Jacob. And certainly Joseph would deserve some recognition there of how he was faithful. And then Manasseh and Ephraim, then the next generations that came after Joseph. Unfortunately, however, if we continued to name the generations, we would eventually get to those who forgot the Lord. A generation that did not know the Lord. It came. It rose up. Even after all of these aspects of the Red Sea. And this is what's amazing. When they came to Jericho after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and the spies went to Rahab's house, Rahab recounted how they were fearful of the Hebrews, fearful of those who were of Israel, because they remembered what the Lord did to bring them out of Egypt through the Red Sea. That had happened 40 years before. And this heathen community of Jericho could remember. And they're the ones who are reminding the people of God of the God they serve. Oh, thank the Lord that we can be faithful to the Lord. Amen. And the blessings that he's provided. The parents of Moses, Jochebed and Amram, they had children named Miriam, Aaron, and Moses. Not much is known about this couple. Not much is recognized of what they had done. But they taught their kids about God. They didn't have scripture yet. The Bible wasn't written. There wasn't anything written down as far as we know. But common sense helped them to recognize it's not right to worship a piece of wood that you carve and make into an idol and then use the same wood to cook your breakfast. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to have silver and gold as ornamentation and then to bow down and worship something that is made out of that silver and gold. Oh, thank God. Moses rescued from the death in the Nile, and the Lord bringing about the opportunity for him to be anchored in the truth of one God. But he still had to make his choice. I am a Hebrew. I know I was raised in Pharaoh's palace. I know I received all the training that someone would receive to be able to step into that government, into that leadership. But I choose to be a Hebrew. Hebrews 11 and 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Oh, how in the world do you see what's invisible? By faith. By faith. Praise God. By faith. I'm thankful that Moses responded to the voice he heard out of that burning bush. That burning bush was a phenomenon that he had never encountered before. Many times he had seen fire. Many times as a shepherd he had kindled fire. Many times he saw lightning strike, no doubt, and a fire was kindled there among the bushes. But this time it was different. And this time he heard the voice and followed it. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord gives direction and encouragement. The Lord gives a means by which we are influenced to follow after our God. Amen. David gave advice to Solomon. His influence was strong upon him. First Chronicles 22 and 11, he encourages his son Solomon. He says, the Lord be with you. The Lord prosper you. The Lord help you to build the house of the Lord as God hath said of thee. And in verse 12, the influence that would make a difference for Solomon for the rest of his life. The Lord give thee wisdom and understanding. No wonder then, when the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, ask what you will. And Solomon, remembering no doubt the words of his father David about giving him wisdom and understanding, would then ask the Lord for an understanding heart that I may discern between good and bad. And praise God, I'm thankful the word of the Lord records how that the Lord blessed him with a wise and understanding heart. Amen. God also gave him riches and honor and a unique standing among kings like no other. Thank God that he responded to the influence of his father. The influence of Paul in the ministry of Timothy. He referred to Timothy as his son. It wasn't a biological son, but a son in the gospel. In 1 Timothy 1 and 2, he talks about Timothy, my own son in the faith. Grace, mercy, peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. He's imparting that to Timothy. Philippians 2 and 22, you know the proof of him. He's talking about Timothy, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Thank God that there would be the opportunity for Paul's influence to be exerted upon Timothy. And Timothy, likewise, having the influence of his mother and his grandmother. And Paul would recognize that. Paul would commend Lois and Eunice for what they had done in the life of Timothy. 2 Timothy 1 and 5, he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that it's in you also. Thank God that twice he would recognize and tell Timothy that faith's in you, that influence is still there. That faith that can bring you through is there. Praise God. And then he indirectly commended Eunice and Lois for their work with Timothy as his guide and his example. 2 Timothy 3 and 15, he said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Who shared it with him? Who gave it to him? Who taught him? Who helped him? Praise God. I'm glad those women were in his life. He said, the Holy Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That's the wisdom we need above all else. Amen. That's the power. Now, here's the important question I want to ask you at this point. Grandmother and mother, recognized. Where's the grandfather and the father? Why aren't they mentioned? Why aren't they included? We know his father was a Greek. His mother was Jewish. Acts 16 and 1. That's identified there. But why aren't they mentioned? Perhaps what his father would teach him didn't include what, scripture and so on. Greek philosophy, Greek mythology. All very interesting. Something that can make some entertaining reading, but not eternal, not powerful like the Word of God. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord for the influence of Paul upon Timothy, of the parents upon Moses. Thank God for the influence that's there. And it's no wonder that Moses would make the recommendation of my father's God. That's who I'm going to follow. I'm thankful our Heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts. Praise God. Amen. Jesus commended fathers for giving good gifts in Luke 11. He said, you fathers, you know, you wouldn't give a stone to someone of your child who asked for bread. You wouldn't give a serpent for a fish. You wouldn't give a scorpion for an egg. You know how to give good gifts. Thank God for dads who know how to pass on good gifts. Things that are good, things that are nutritious, not harmful, not dangerous, not neglect and ignorance, but recognizing I have a responsibility. I need to give influence. I need to give advice. And then the Lord goes on to say in Luke 11, 13, what a powerful promise. If you then being evil, he said, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I remember a man standing here, you know, and he wouldn't be real open about asking the Lord for the Holy Ghost, seeking the Lord. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, if the Lord wants to give it to me, he'll give it to me. And finally, in one service, he asked the Lord to fill him with the Holy Ghost. And I remember him standing here, and we had that bigger pulpit, remember, and it had the spindles. I remember him hanging on to one of those spindles, just kind of weaving back and forth and going, woo! Because God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Amen. James 1 and 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It means that he's always overhead. He's always right above. There's not going to be a shadow that is cast because he's always right where you are. Hallelujah. And he continues to dispense those gifts that are perfect, that are good. Hallelujah. And the blessings of the Lord that continue to come down because of God's goodness that he desires to display. And there's nothing greater than Jesus coming down to this earth. Jesus Christ, to bring redemption and salvation. Hallelujah. In the very next verse, James goes on to say, it's the will of God to be born by the word of truth. Amen. Verse 18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The NLT says it a little bit plainer. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. That's what you are today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord. So Moses would say, my God and my Father's God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think about that phrase, my Father's God. We look back at those who've gone before us serving the Lord, and they've proven that God is real. They've proven that God hears and answers prayer. They've proven that the word of the Lord is true. Amen. I think about my wife's dad and how that it took him a while to come to the Lord, but eventually, after being raised in a preacher's home and wandering a bit, thank God he came back and was filled with the Holy Ghost, and the power of the Lord is there. And we have pictures of Granddad and standing in front of a Pentecostal church. Thank God from early 1900s. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. And Grandfather, on his deathbed, raising his hands and talking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him. Oh, I'm thankful that we can turn to our Father's God as well and recognize the Lord is faithful. The Lord is powerful. The Lord is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to let it go. Amen. Thank God for the power of the Lord and the blessings that would be there. And Moses would determine, along with the praise, he determined in his will, he said, I will prepare him an habitation. The command for the tabernacle was yet to come. It was several chapters on down the road. Let them make me a sanctuary, the Lord declaring, that I may dwell among them. that was going to come. But now Moses is determining, I want the Lord with me. I want him to dwell with me. Praise God. He experienced his presence at the burning bush. He experienced the promise of the Lord saying, certainly I will be with thee. Hallelujah. And thank God there would be that fulfillment as well. But Moses was certain that he wanted the presence of the Lord. And God declared, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Moses wanted to be clear about it. He wanted to be plain. He affirmed his choice. He told the Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, I don't want to go. That's a good determination. Amen. There are situations in our world that are inviting us to participate in. Things that are, the culture and society are saying, that's what you need to do, that's what you need to go along with. But if the presence of the Lord doesn't go with us, I don't want to go. Amen. I'm determined. I'm going to hold on to my God. Amen. And serve our Father's God. Hallelujah. And follow the Lord with the blessings that he would provide and direct us in. The Lord was with Moses through many needs. The pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night symbolized God's presence. And he was determined, I'm not going anywhere without it. Praise God. And he would follow the Lord. I will prepare him and habitation. I want him with me. I want him in me. Praise God. And the blessing of the Lord that would follow. I will exalt him. And in the 19 verses of his song, he was exalting the Lord. He includes this odd phrase, fearful in praises. That doesn't seem to fit together all that well. Fearful in praises. But I looked it up in other translations. It says revered in praises. Amen. Awesome in praiseworthy actions. Ah, okay. I get it. He's worthy. All of that. Praise God. Look at all the experiences that Moses had opportunity to praise God. The water made sweet. Manna raining down. Water from the rock. Victory over Amalek as Aaron and Hur held his arms aloft. And the victory that was won then over the enemies of the people of God. The tablets of stone with God's writing. The tabernacle plan. The tabernacle completed. And the glory of God coming into that place. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord for that power and that blessing. Amen. Yes, I want the habitation. Yes, I want to exalt him. Praise God. Praise God. The Spirit of God dwelling in us. The Word of God guiding us. The power of God keeping us. I will exalt him. Amen. See, it's important to make the words of our lips and the actions of our lives fit together. Easy to say one thing and do something else. Easy to make a statement and then not back it up. What a powerful lesson Brother Mike taught today. Don't back down. Amen. You stay in that fight. And you war spiritual warfare. Thank God. This is how I fight my battles, with recognition of what God has already done. How God is going to answer. How God is going to provide. How God is going to be there. Praise God. And continue on in that aspect. Hallelujah. Knowing. And we're going to serve the Lord who brings forth his power and his blessing. David was also a singer. When he brought the Ark of God back, he told the people, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank God we give him praise. We offer ourselves to him and we give our worship. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to continue that praise until we enter his habitation. Amen. His habitation. Thank the Lord. You know, we sing about the healers in the house today, and that's a good thing. And thank God he does come with healing touch to minister to our needs. The healer's in the house today. But what is it going to be like to be in the house of the healer for all eternity? Praise God. Never to get worn down. Never to have, you know, aches and pains. Never to experience fatigue and exhaustion. Just worshiping God. Worshiping God. Worshiping God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let me just say, I understand your father's God may not have been a positive experience. Your father's God may not have worked for you. My dad died when I was 5. If he had continued living, I'd probably be a Russian Orthodox priest. My father's God. But oh, here's my determination right now. Here's my commitment. I want my kids to be able to say, I'm following my father's God. I've seen him answer prayer. I've seen him work his power. I've seen him demonstrate his compassion. I want my father's God. I'm not going to follow what this world says. I'm not going to go after the things that this world champions and says you've got to participate in. No, I want them to say, I want my father's God. I know he's real. I know he's powerful. I know he can do the work. Praise God. And it's my responsibility to make sure God works for them. Amen. And allow them to be glad to serve their father's God. Make that choice. Make it strong and true, and stick with God through time and eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what will the Lord do? Praise God. The Lord didn't tell Moses, well, that's it. I brought you through the Red Sea. The rest is up to you now. I hope you make it. There's a land flowing with milk and honey. I hope you find it. Oh, no. The Lord was there every step. The Lord was there every time. Oh, there was obstacles, definitely. There was doubt. There was mixed multitude with their wanting to go back to Egypt. And you know, just incredible confusion. You know, how could they come to that decision? Let elect a captain. Let's go back. No, let's keep going. Thank God. Let's stay with it. Stay with him. Because he wants to stay with you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I will make him an habitation. I will exalt him. Praise God. And that builds the relationship that God wants to have with you. Amen. Stand with me, please. Here's what I want us to do. We called the dads up already, but I want them to come again. All of the dads, please come and stand in this altar. See, here's the challenge now. Here's the recognition. There are those that look to you as dads. There are those that are the next generation after you. Some of you are grandfathers as well, even great-grandfathers. And those that have come after need to be able to recognize by your experience, by your lives, by your example, my father's God. That's who I'm going to follow. That's who I choose. Amen. Remember now, Moses had the world by the tail, if we could use that phrase. Oh, man. The most powerful civilization in the world at that time. The pyramids, the sphinxes, all of these structures that are here yet today. That's what Moses could have stepped into. Those poor little Hebrews, I hope they make it. I'm going on this way. I'm going to build me a monument. I'm going to make my place in this world. He could have done that. But he chose his father's God. And the unique thing is, who in the world knows what Pharaoh did what? But we know what Moses did. We know how Moses worshiped. We know how Moses chose. We know how Moses saw the power of God. And the Pharaohs are in history books, largely forgotten. But thank God, there are those who can look at you and say, my father's God. That's who I'm going to follow. Praise God. Now I want the rest of you to come and stand in this altar as well. Everybody else, not just the young men. Praise God. And, I appreciate you so much being here. Appreciate you all coming to pray. This is awesome. This is incredible. A lot of changes in this world. And a lot of those changes, because the dad is not in the home. That's a big part of the problem in our society today, the absent father. But here you are, determining, I'm going to pass on a heritage. I'm going to give something that's lasting, that's eternal, that's not going to change. I'm going to make sure that those who come after me say, my father's God. Amen. And even beyond natural children, you know, Paul saying, Timothy, he's my son in the faith. Like a son with a father, he worked with me in the gospel. You know, those situations are going to come as well. Amen. And the impact upon these young men, the impact upon others that are going to come into this faith. Amen. Now see, young men, it's important that you understand your faithfulness, your need for God, your influence upon those that you come in contact with on the job or just in the community or in school or whatever it may be. That influence is not to all be heaped upon you to make a change to go their way. Nope. The other way. You exert the influence to bring them into this truth because your Father's God has already shown it's powerful, it's real, it's worth it. Yes. Amen. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Praise God. And we're going to commit ourselves. And we're going to believe the Lord. We're going to worship Him. We're going to exalt Him. And we're going to make a place of habitation for Him right here. Amen. And His blessings are going to flow. Thank God. Let's reach out to the Lord now together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.